Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. We are continuing our theme of Jesus and miracles. Yesterday, we began talking about the healing of blind Bartimaeus. And oh, you must go back and listen to that, especially since we did not finish the story of the healing of blind Bartimaeus. But we will continue that story today. And we're reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, where Jesus healed this blind man in response to his desperate cries for faith. And that was where we focused and gave our emphasis yesterday, was how Bartimaeus cried out. He shrieked in desperation. And we looked at scriptures like where David said, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." Now today, as we continue in this story of the healing of blind Bartimaeus, we're going to emphasize what blind Bartimaeus cried out. For in verse 47, it says he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And we emphasized yesterday how that Son of David was and is a messianic designation for the Messiah. And so here is this man who is physically blind and yet had more spiritual insight than the religious leaders of the day. And he's crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now that's important. Have mercy. That word mercy, have mercy on me. In other words, Bartimaeus did not claim healing as something to which he was entitled or as something he justly deserved, but he cried out for mercy from the Lord. Now, mercy may be defined as an undeserved act of kindness. Now, remember that. That's a powerful definition for us. Mercy is an undeserved act of kindness. Whereas grace may be seen as God's favorable attitude, an unearned favorable attitude or mindset towards us, mercy is the concrete act that flows out of grace. Wow. So, blind Bartimaeus is crying out for an undeserved act of kindness on his part. He is not claiming that he's entitled to be healed, that he deserves to be healed. No, he's crying out for mercy. I find it interesting in Philippians chapter 2, verse 27, Paul tells of his co-worker Epaphroditus, who had been sick, but then says, "God has had mercy on him." A reference to his healing, which Paul attributes to God's mercy. Yes, God pours out his healings and blessings, but we must always see them as flowing out of God's mercy for us, not as something we have earned and that God is obligated to give. Oh my, that is so very important. Do not approach God with a sense of entitlement, that God owes you something, that he is obligated to you. No, the attitude of Bartimaeus, "Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You know, there are many scriptures about God's mercy. I think it's in Ephesians chapter 2, I believe it's verse 6, Paul referred to God who is rich in mercy. In the Psalms, it talks about God's mercy being, his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And the Hebrew word for everlasting means vanishing point. In other words, you look to your left and you say mercy is like a line that you can see or a road that you can see passing in front of you. If you look to the left, it vanishes into the distance. You can't see where it begins. And if you look to your right and you look in the other direction, you can't see where it ends. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. His willingness to do undeserved acts of kindness. And oh, how this is so important to us, because we have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. We put our faith in Him, but it was through His mercy. It wasn't because we could ever do anything to deserve it, to earn it. No, we are not an entitled people. Only through His grace, only through His mercy are we entitled to healing. And so this is so important that we understand mercy, and we understand that God is a God of mercy, and that we come to Him like blind Bartimaeus did, and asking Him to have mercy upon us. Lord, perform an undeserved act of kindness on me. And even as you had mercy on Epaphroditus and healed his body, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon your people today. Now, here's something else very important. Bartimaeus did not allow public opinion to deter him in his determined effort to get the attention of Jesus. Because notice, verse 48 says, "Then many warned him to be quiet." Oh, Bartimaeus, you don't have to be making all this noise. Why don't you quiet down? Oh, my friends, and sometimes people will try to discourage you, and they may think that you're out of order and you're not showing the proper type of decorum in your expressions towards God. Oh, but when it's coming from out of a pure heart and a pure cry of desperation of faith, do not be deterred by public opinion. And notice what it says, that when they warned him to be quiet, it says they warned him. They were severe. They warned him to be quiet. But instead, he cried out all the more. He got louder. "Son of David, have mercy on me." Oh, do not allow public opinion to deter you in your pursuit after God. There was a person once, now this was before I ever married, so this has probably been 50 years ago. And I used to play, I'm laughing because it's funny in retrospect, I played lead guitar with a gospel singing group. And oh, God was moving in my life, and God was calling me, and I was so hungry for God. And I was fasting, and I was praying, and I was seeking God, and I was always talking about God. And the leader of the singing group said to my older brother, he said, "I think Eddie's losing his mind." Oh, but I was desperate after God. I was hungry and seeking after God. And I'm thankful I did not allow public opinion to deter me from my pursuit of God. And neither did blind Bartimaeus. So finally, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Commanded him to be called. So he told some people, said, "Call that blind man over here." So now everybody around him changed their tune. They see that Jesus is showing favor to him. So now they've changed their tune. And they say to him, "Be of good cheer. Hey, it's okay. Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, that was his beggar's garment. Man, Jesus has responded. "I'm not going to need this anymore." He threw aside, throwing aside. Didn't lay it aside. He threw it aside. There is an intensity and a desperation in this blind man. He rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now it's interesting. Here is this blind man shrieking out and crying. And it's obvious to everyone that he is blind. And yet, when he comes before Jesus, Jesus requires him to be very specific. Now you're making all this noise, you're shrieking and you're crying out and you're saying, Lord, have mercy on me. Well, what is it you want me to do? Now, didn't Jesus know what he wanted? Sure he did. But Jesus required him to become specific in his prayers. Now here's something very important. Yes, we can pray generic prayers and thank God for his goodness and Lord bless me and bless my family. But there's a place where we have to start being specific and say, Lord, I specifically want you to do this. And Jesus required this blind man to be specific. What is it you want me to do? And he said, Rabboni. And by the way, the word Rabboni is a very tender and endearing term of honor, meaning master or teacher. So already there is an endearing love and honor and respect to the Lord, and he hasn't even seen him yet. Ah, but he has called him. And he's now standing before him. And so he says, Rabboni, meaning master, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, now in this situation, Jesus doesn't say he touched him or anything. He just spoke words to him and said, go your way, your faith. Ah, this was faith crying out. This was faith shrieking and crying out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That was faith. That was an expression of faith. And my friends, make no mistake about it. In your times of desperation, when you shriek and cry out to the Lord, Jesus recognizes that as your faith in him. Go your way, Jesus said, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Now, what does it mean, follow Jesus on the road? Now, I think this may well mean, because Jesus, we know from previous verses, Jesus is on his way with his disciples to Jerusalem. There's a great multitude with him. And the scriptures indicate that they're on their way to the Passover. That all over Israel, people would be going to Jerusalem. And so it seems to indicate that Bartimaeus became one of his disciples. He followed him on the road. Oh, and when Jesus performs that miracle in your life and opens your eyes, your physical eyes and your spiritual eyes, I want to pray right now that God today is going to open not just physical eyes, but he's going to open somebody's spiritual eyes right now. And from this time forth, you will be a follower of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this amazing story of the healing of Bartimaeus. I pray for somebody today who has problems with their eyes, that you will heal their eyes. You'll remove cataracts. You'll heal the glaucoma. You'll heal the darkness. You'll take away the darkness and the cloudiness from their eyes and cause them to see clearly. Give them, restore them 20/20 vision. And Lord, and I pray that you'll open somebody's spiritual eyes right now, that they will have the spiritual insight of Bartimaeus to know that you are the promised Messiah. You are the promised one of Israel, the Messiah, our Savior and Lord, and that from this day forth they will follow you, even as Bartimaeus did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my books on Amazon. Check out my website. Yeah, my books are on my website too. There's a bookstore there and articles, and they're on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of The Awakening.